From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. government is accusing North Korea of launching a crippling cyber attack that affected hundreds of thousands of computers across the globe earlier this year. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert spoke at the White House with reporters on Tuesday.
After careful investigation, the United States is publicly attributing the massive WannaCry cyber attack to North Korea. We do not make this allegation lightly. We do so with evidence, and we do so with partners. Other governments and private companies agree. The United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Japan have seen our analysis, and they join us in denouncing North Korea for WannaCry. Commercial partners have also acted. Microsoft traced the attack to cyber affiliates of North Korean government, and others in the security community have contributed their analysis.
Bossert admitted there is little that can be done to bring specific perpetrators to justice. He says we're comfortable in this case, though, that it was directed by the government of North Korea. The computer virus was distributed in May. It prevented users in 150 countries from getting access to files on their computers. The United States asked the United Nations on Tuesday to blacklist 10 ships that carried banned items from North Korea. The vessels, including two Hong Kong-flagged ships and two North Korean tankers, are accused of, quote, conducting illegal ship-to-ship transfers of refined petroleum products to North Korean vessels or illegally transporting North Korean coal to other countries for exports. If none of the UN's 15 Security Council member states reject the proposal by Thursday, it will be approved. This is VOA News. Saudi air defenses have shot down a ballistic missile fired at Riyadh by Yemen's Houthi militia group. Saudi Arabia and the United States have accused Iran of supplying ballistic missile technology to the Houthis. The United Nations Human Rights Office reports that Saudi-led coalition airstrikes have killed at least 136 Yemeni civilians and injured more than 86 over the last 2 weeks. Correspondent Lisa Schlein has more on this for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
The surge in civilian casualties follows the killing of former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh in the capital of Sana'a early this month. Saleh was killed by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels angry at his peace overtures to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's counterattack has been relentless. UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says in the period from December 6th to 16th, the Saudi-led coalition has carried out numerous airstrikes against Houthi targets. These include a TV channel, a hospital, and a prison compound packed with detainees. In one incident, he says a woman with her 9 children returning home from a wedding party were killed in a coalition airstrike.
We urge all parties to the conflict to respect their obligations under international humanitarian law, including their obligation to respect the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Security Council approved cross-border aid deliveries to Syria for another year on Tuesday, despite some concerns from Russia. The renewed authorization will help the United Nations and its partners get life-saving aid to more than 3 million people in northern and southern parts of the war-torn country. The resolution was adopted with a vote of 13 in favor, and Russia, China, and Bolivia abstaining. Myanmar and Bangladesh have formalized plans to oversee the repatriation of Rohingya Muslims who crossed the border into Bangladesh to escape a brutal army crackdown in Myanmar's northwestern Rakhine State. Diplomats from the two Asian nations met in Dhaka Tuesday to put the finishing touches on an agreement signed last month that would allow for the voluntary return of the 600,000-plus Rohingya who have taken refuge in the border region of Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Myanmar has pledged to ensure the safety of Rohingya who decide to return home. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.